Stoney, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
My pleasure. I've been sitting here in the parking lot listening to you boys for the better part of a half hour, and I found that, Danny, you didn't mind if Kopech threw 150 pitches as long as he got the no-hitter. I think that's terrific.
Okay. Listen, I love that you listen. I asked Speaks during the break. I was like, do you think Stoney's going to completely dismiss the Kopech thought? And sounds like the answer to that question is yes. Can we not acknowledge that, of course, it was the right thing to do to take him out of the game, but for a fan in the stands, it kind of sucks that that's the right thing to do?
Well, here's the thing. You have to plan as if you're going to go to the playoffs. Whether or not you get there remains to be seen. But the same people that will say, boy, it would have been neat to see him throw a no-hitter. Boy, it just would have been great. And I could tell my kids I was there the night that Michael Kopech threw the no-hitter. And,
yep.
And you know, everything was terrific. And you keep the tickets and you put them in your scrapbook. Those same people would be in line if Michael Kopech blows out on September 1st and you can't use him any longer and he loses part of his career. Those same people would be in line to say, what in the world are they doing? Are you kidding? What a valuable commodity. Then they just let him go too long. So here's the thing. You can't take a one-size-fits-all approach with any athlete. So you have to look at the history of Michael Kopech. He missed the better part of 2 years. And you have to go back to, I think, 2018 to see when he threw as many as 140 innings. The last few years, he wasn't even close to that. So right now, when he's over 100 innings and when he's throwing the ball real well, you can just envision, number one, what he's going to look like down the road. But more importantly, you can envision what he's going to look like toward the end of this season and perhaps the playoff, assuming that he throws somewhat similar to what he threw that other night. And so personally, I have to err on the side of protecting a valuable commodity. And, you know, if the fans really want to see that completed, that would be one thing. He had zero chance to complete that.
Yep.
His career high in pitches was 100. He was at 85. And if he's tiring at all, which you'd expect that he would be, it's not inconceivable he could have a 20 to 25 pitch inning. Pitchers have that all the time. Then you'd have to yank him in the middle of an inning and bring in your reliever when there is no margin for error. At that point, it's a nothing-to-nothing game. It eventually became a 2-0 game. So it was a close game all the way. And the object, the number one object, is to win a baseball game when you're in a race for the pennant. And that was what was on Tony's mind when he made the move that he certainly had to make.
You know, Steve, I tried to globalize the point of my occasionally polarizing partner in terms of the game itself.
That's very kind of you, only occasionally polarizing. No,
just occasionally, and it's a strength, truth be told. But, you know, the game itself has evolved strategically to a place that is not always the best aesthetically. To a fan, and this is, you know, a stark reminder of that. But overall, I wish starters went deeper. I wish guys didn't strike out as much. But I understand why strategically it has evolved the way it has.
Yeah, look, I think that starters maybe could go deeper, but in order to do that, they would have to actually start that program in the minor leagues when they get these guys. And many times, when you're dealing with a high school player that you might have drafted because you really love what he's going to become, you don't want to throw him to the wolves right away. And so I think the reason why guys threw a whole lot more and many more innings in the other stages of this game of baseball is twofold. Number one, when you take a look at the guys today, I know that the guns are probably hotter. I'm talking about the radar guns are probably hotter than they ever were. But you're seeing velocities coming out of each and every one of these bullpens of 98 on a regular basis. It used to be eye-popping, and now it's not. So if you accept the fact, and you can look at Olympic times, you accept the fact that guys are bigger, stronger, quicker, and faster than ever before, I think you'll realize that that's true. And guys are bigger. I mean, usually you see giants. You see them get off the team bus, and you see guys 6'4", 6'5". You see them on a regular basis, maybe even 6'6", 6'7". And you know that they're throwing harder. Well, if the muscles get bigger, and they do, if the guys get bigger, and they do, the one thing that doesn't get any bigger is ligaments and tendons. And so they have a tendency in this max effort era, which we're in, which I blame to a certain extent the driveline philosophy of throw everything as hard as you can, you get guys that just blow out sooner. And instead of pitching, you get throwers, and there's only a few guys who have survived that whole philosophy of driveline, and consequently, you see bigger guys throwing harder sliders than ever before, and they blow out a whole lot easier, and we're going to see that more and more. So if you accept the fact that these guys are interchangeable and you want to have your starters for 3 or 4 years before they go through Tommy John surgery or another one of those rotator surgeries or labrum surgeries, then you have to have a whole lot of guys ready to come in and take the place of the guy you have. Or you can start teaching guys actually how to pitch. And I think if you're seeing the Cleveland Indians organization, you're seeing some guys who know how to pitch as opposed to throw. And maybe they stay around a little bit longer.
So the best part, Danny, of the thing, the post-game Friday night, Kopech was great with Benetti and Stone. My favorite thing was, like, hey, Michael, have you ever been close to a no-hitter? And he's like, well, I threw three of them in high school. Okay. All right.